Welcome to Biblical Stock Market Updates. I'm your host, Dexter Lyons. I'm the Senior Portfolio Manager of the LionX Mutual Fund. With each episode, I'll provide biblical insight on the stock market. I've been helping Christians actively manage investment risk since 1990. I practice what I preach, and I eat my own cooking, as 99% of my assets are invested in LionX. Join me today as we discuss timely and biblical market insights. The Issachar Fund, LionX, is about 81% invested in 48 growth stocks as of 5/25/20. I went shopping last week and found many stock leaders with sound fundamentals exhibiting attractive technical chart patterns appearing to be under accumulation. I believe stocks that report at least three consecutive quarters of increasing sales and earnings in this environment could be considered leaders and are worth looking at. I'm finding many stock leaders in key sectors such as chips, medical, mining, retail, and software. Some semiconductor stocks have been percolating higher recently, and that would be a bullish sign indicating a move higher for the broad market. The work from home, WFH, theme seems to be resonating with many investors as the cloud stocks have continued their advance. Many individuals appear to be using their stimulus checks to trade stocks as work from home becomes trade from home. Small lot option trading has been increasing, and retail investment brokerages are seeing a massive surge in new accounts and trading activity. Habitual gamblers unable to visit casinos due to the government lockdowns might also be turning to the stock market to get their latest fix. The second and third order consequences of the lockdown seem to be presenting many opportunities. I am extremely optimistic because I'm still finding many opportunities to put money to work. I hope to get to a fully invested position this week, but I can also go to cash if needed. I try to remain flexible, investing in liquid stocks, measuring risk daily, seeking capital appreciation consistent with capital preservation. I also try to fish in the right streams by focusing on what I believe are the best industry groups and sectors. It's okay to be wrong, but it's not okay to stay wrong. There's no guarantee that any investment will achieve its objective, generate positive returns, or avoid losses. Here are the latest performance results for LionX. The performance data quoted here represents past performance. Current performance may be lower or higher than the performance quoted above. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. The investment return and principal value of the investment will fluctuate so that investor shares when redeemed may be worth more or less than the original cost. For performance information current to the most recent month end, please call toll-free 866-787-8355. Total annual fund expenses, operating expenses are 3.38%. LionX is up a net 13.21% year-to-date. The LionX Benchmark IQ Hedge Multi-Strategy Index is down negative 3.37%, and the S&P 500 Index is down negative 7.77%. The maximum loss year-to-date for LionX is negative 4.63%, while the IQ Hedge Benchmark suffered a 13.81% max loss, and the S&P 500 index endured a 33.79% maximum loss year-to-date. The standard deviation risk measure shows the average monthly loss since 2/28/14 for LionX at 1.49% and the IQ Hedge Benchmark at 1.52%, and the historically higher risk S&P 500 index with a 9.9% average monthly deviation in price. For the one-year period, from 4/1/19 to 3/31/20, LionX had a gain of 6.68%, while the IQ Hedge had a negative 2.71% loss, and the S&P 500 index lost 6.98%. For the five-year period, from 4/1/15 to 3/31/20, LionX had a 1.85% annualized gain, while the IQ Hedge had a 0.81% annualized gain, and the S&P 500 index had a 6.67% annualized gain. Since inception, from 2/28/14 to 3/31/20, LionX had a 2.39% annualized gain, while the IQ Hedge had a 1.44% annualized gain, and the S&P 500 index had a 7.7% annualized gain. In summary, LionX has achieved greater returns this year than its primary benchmark, and with less drawdown risk. I welcome you to join me as a shareholder by purchasing LINEX through your brokerage account or on my website at www.issacharfund.com. That's ISSACHARFUND.com. Yes, I eat my own cooking and promise to treat your money just like my very own. Bottom line, I'm still finding stocks with sound fundamentals and attractive chart patterns that appear to be under institutional accumulation, so I remain an optimistic bull. The Fed increased its balance sheet by another $103 billion last week, so they appear to be doing what it takes to have our back. The dollar has remained strong and gold has been creeping higher. LINEX hit an all-time high in price last Friday, so I am thrilled. This is all by the grace of God for our joy. He is a good God and finds great pleasure blessing His children. Galatians 3:26, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ." Amen. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you more abundantly. For more biblical insights on the stock market and how you can take active steps to manage risk in your investment portfolio with the LINEX Mutual Fund, please visit www.issacharfund.com. That's ISSACHARFUND.com. Or call 866-787-8355. Be sure and subscribe to the Biblical Stock Market Updates podcast so you don't miss out on our next biblical insights on the stock market. Hope you have a blessed day. Goodbye. Now for some important compliance disclosures. Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Issacharfund Fund. This and other important information about the fund are contained in the prospectus, which can be obtained by calling 1-866-787-8355 or www.linex.net. The prospectus should be read carefully before investing. The Issacharfund Fund is distributed by Northern Lights Distributors, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Horizon Capital Management is not affiliated with Northern Lights Distributors, LLC. Important risk information. Mutual funds involves risks, including the possible loss of principal. An investment in the fund may not be appropriate for all investors. The fund may hold cash positions when the advisor feels that the market is not producing returns greater than the short-term cash investments in which the fund may invest. There is a risk that the sections of the market in which the fund invests will begin to rise or fall rapidly, and the fund will not be able to sell stocks quickly enough to avoid losses or reinvest its cash positions in areas of the advancing market quickly enough to capture the initial returns of changing market conditions. The advisor's judgment about the attractiveness, value, and potential appreciation of particular asset classes and securities in which the fund invests may prove to be incorrect and may not produce the desired results. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. If you know someone who would like to receive this via email, please hit subscribe at linex.net. Thank you, and God bless.